calm, cool, and collected. It was a wild one.
Yeah, I think that they're charging the fans to leave the building because if that one was not exciting for them, it was sure was for me. So, we made it interesting. We made it tough on us, but at the end, we found a way to win. So, big 2 points.
Can you talk about your goaltender a little bit? Just because 5.6 seconds or whatever it was, and then he comes up in the shootout, and
he's a very proud young man, and despite the fact that he gave the the equalizing goal late in the game. Never lost his focus, and what to say about his performance. I rarely saw a goalie give four goals and play that well. He's really learning quick. He's working very hard with Clint. He's making lots of good things, and in the shootout he was pretty solid.
What was your take on your resolve by your team? Saturday against Edmonton, third period did not go well. Yet here tonight, every time there was some kind of adversity, there was really no give on your team.
I told you guys many times since the start of the year, I like those guys because they're working. We're not perfect, but there's not a day that they're not trying. Some days are tougher than others, some days are better than others, but I can count on those guys. As a coaching staff, we're having fun with those guys because they want to learn, they want to get better, and they're certainly very proud of wearing the Flaming C.
What's it like to go through 8 rounds of shootout? As a coach, what goes through your mind? Are you just saying, when is this coming to an end, or what do you think?
Well, after the third shot, Grat's starting to promote himself. He said, I have the winner. And we were saying, well, one more, Gratz, one more. So, he was ready. But the guys were having fun on the bench, and we knew that Ritter would give us a chance to win. So, it's exciting for the fans, but on the bench also, because you can see, when I told Lee Stempniak that he was going on, and if he doesn't score, it's over. I knew that, as a veteran, he could handle it. And Stempy scored that big goal and kept us going.
And the kid gets the eventual shootout winner, kind of another notch in his belt, so to speak. That's his first ever shootout, and he responds.
Yes, and whenever we do shootouts in practice, usually his percentage is not very good. So that's why, we were going to, to others. But at one point, we said, we're going to give him a shot. And as usual, Johnny on the spot gave us the winning goal.
He doesn't act like an 18-year-old, does he?
No. He's showing so much poise. And tonight I felt that, this is a great hockey team. They're fast moving and they're a big size. And I felt for a road game, he handled this very well.
Thank you. Bob, Sean's got some points lately after a bit of a tough spell offensively. Was he doing all the right things in the meantime? And it was just a matter of time of things going back in again.
Yeah, but that's the bumps in the road on the road that he's gonna probably, meet along the way. But that's part of the learning process. And me, anyone, as long as they work, they're gonna be in the lineup. If their attitude is great, they want to go. He's a big part of our present and more importantly of our future. And our job as a coaching staff is to make sure that we teach him the right way, and at the same time we let him express his unbelievable talent. And tonight on the power play, I felt that he could have finished probably with 4 or 5 goals. He has a great vision. You saw the pass that he did to Stempniak on Camilleri's power play goal. This guy is showing tremendous talent for a 19-year-old kid.
There are guys that the bigger the situation, the bigger they come up. Do you see that? Maybe is the case with him?
Well, it's maybe too early to tell, but one thing is sure. Every time that the game is on the line or there's a key moment, it seems that he's there to shine. So, you can't teach this. Either you have it or you don't. And, he keeps going on. The pace of this league has picked up tremendously. And, he had a couple of games where, offensively, it was tough for him to generate some offense. But he always found a way to always do something good. And, he's a fun kid to work with.
He's not one of those kids that, once he hits a bit of it, there was going to be dips and valleys. And you knew that. And he might have said he knew it. But it's more difficult to actually go through them and not get frustrated and not get...
Yeah, and that's one thing. Like, I think that the maturity that he has for a 19-year-old kid helps him to understand what he's going through. And not only that, he does a great job, but I think that all our veterans, like they, that's the baby of the group, and they're around him. Like, they're always trying to joke with him. They're always trying to help him out. So, like, anyway, I think it's a total team effort around Monty, and he's giving it back to us pretty good.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks.